Why shouldn't infidelity mean the end of a marriage? I've been practicing participating in the boot camp Lone Ranger and plugged in since April 2016, and I don't know that I've seen or heard that question or the answer. Thank you for listening. So the question is, why shouldn't infidelity mean the end to a marriage? I don't know. Maybe it should. Maybe it shouldn't. I'm not sure I really understand the question. Infidelity could mean the end of a marriage if the betrayed wants it to mean that. It wouldn't mean the end of a marriage if the betrayed understands that there is hope and possibility for the marriage despite the infidelity. If the betrayed understands that it is possible to rebuild trust and restore the connection. It doesn't have to mean the end of the marriage if the betrayed understands, and this I would underline is particularly important, that the adulterer's feelings towards their spouse and their vision for their marriage is heavily influenced by the affair, even though they never want to acknowledge that. In fact, not only don't they want to acknowledge it, they want to claim the opposite. I hear it all the time. It's the biggest joke in the world, you know, that the fact that I want a divorce or a separation or whatever has nothing to do with my affair. Really? Come on. You know, give me a break. It's ridiculous. And usually, people are more than willing to say that to their spouse or to a friend. Usually when they try to say it to me, they start to look away. They can't quite look me in the eyes and say that. They know how preposterous it sounds. They know I'm never going to believe them. So anyway, if you appreciate the effect that the affair is having on their vision of the marriage and on you, and you understand that the affair is highly likely to run its course, and therefore that influence will be out of the way, so then I don't think it's so difficult to understand why a betrayed would seriously consider remaining in the marriage and looking forward to that opportunity to reconnect. Now, again, your question is, why shouldn't infidelity mean the end of a marriage? It could, but it doesn't have to. It certainly doesn't have to.